Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Ireland's 14-day incidence rate of COVID-19 ranks it joint 12th with Iceland out of 31 countries, according to the latest data from the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control. Ireland stands at 31 cases per 100,000 people, compared with 19 in Italy, 21 in Germany, 23 in the UK and 75 in France. The figures come as the Cabinet meets today to discuss giving Gardaí new powers to close pubs which break social distancing guidelines. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is on the line from Leinster House. And Micheál, tell us about these new powers which the government are discussing today in relation to giving Gardaí more powers to police public health measures.
Yes, Justin, they seem to come in three parts. The first is a compliance notice which the Gardaí will be able to issue to a premises if they walk in there and find that things aren't in order. If that doesn't happen and if the changes aren't made, well, there is something called an emergency closure order which they can get signed by a superintendent, and that can lead to the closure of a pub for the remainder of the day. Now, if that doesn't happen or if that is ignored, well, then the pub owner could face a fine of up to €2,500 or possibly even a prison sentence of up to 6 months. Then there is the third option, which is an emergency closure order. Gardaí would have to apply to the district court for this one, but if it was successful, it could see a pub shut, having to shut its doors for anywhere between 7 or up to 30 days if the Gardaí intervened and went that route.
Is there any reaction to these new proposals from the opposition, Micheál?
There is some expectation within the opposition that these particular measures were on the way, but there is a lot of concern about something else. Something now that it transpires is not before Cabinet this afternoon, and that is possible changes to the law when it comes to social gatherings in homes or house parties. Now, we do know there is still a lot of concern in government about house parties and the impact it's having on trying to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic, but there is no legislation going before ministers this afternoon. However, were it to be introduced or were it to come along the lines of what some people are suggesting, that is that guards could intervene if more than six people were visiting a home, Brendan Howland, the Labour Party TD and Justice spokesperson, saying, well, such a move would be unenforceable, he believes, and draconian. Sinn Féin today also expressing concern about that. Brian Stanley here saying that you couldn't have a situation where Gardaí would be driving around looking into homes to see if more than six people had visited there.
Now, the issue of replacing people who have vacated recent positions, Phil Hogan and the Agriculture Ministry, any word on when we'll have names for the proposals for new European Commissioner and that position in the Agriculture Ministry?
Yeah, as I understand it, the Cabinet's going to meet this afternoon, and sometime after that Cabinet meeting, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, the Fine Gael leader in Taoiseach and the Green Party leader are going to have a discussion about those names that could be in line to replace Phil Hogan. Of course, the names that are doing the rounds include the Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney, MEP Francis Fitzgerald also being mentioned, and people like David O'Sullivan, who had held the highest civil service position within the European Commission. At the other level, next Wednesday, we do know that we will hear who the new Minister for Agriculture is going to be to replace Dara Cailleary. And right now, one name seems to be prominently the most prominent, and that is the Donegal TD and current Minister of State, Charlie McConnellogue. I suppose in a realm like this, there's always speculation. And given that things changed somewhat for the first time since James Duke, we saw someone promoted from the Shannon to Cabinet. That was the Greens' Pippa Hackett a few weeks ago. Is there a possibility that Lisa Chambers could make her way from the Shannon all the way into Cabinet as Agriculture Minister? Thought to be unlikely, but still something that's been discussed. If there was a change and it was Charlie McConnellogue who went into Cabinet as Agriculture Minister, then the expectation around his junior role would centre on the Kildare TD James Lawless and Wexford's James Brown.
All right, very interesting. We'll find out more later on in the day from yourself, Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent. Thank you for joining us from Leinster House.